So, on this Sunday, this is not the real feast of the saint. We see that there are mixed themes hymnologically. First and foremost is the resurrection and the person of Christ himself. He must be seen as the one who conquers death and gives life. And that's relating perfectly to the gospel passage and to her. If you look at the hymnological text, there are all sorts of statements about water. You see that in the gospel, but the hymns convey the same thing, even though scripture is reworded and woven into other styles in the hymnological passage. And I'm going to take sort of a sidestep a second. Those of you who are worldly people must remember a movie called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Do you not? If you examine the movie and look at water in the movie, it is the symbol and the means of liberty, freedom, and restoration. It would fit in perfect with Saint Fotini. Because her life is an ideal of liberation from the past and freedom, and then salvation in Christ Jesus. But the hymnology of the church talks about water as cleansing, yes, but more important, cleansing the spirit, the inner person. And when one is cleansed and washed, he or she is restored. And while it may talk about all of these themes, Saint Fotini remains a mystery to us. If you read all the hymns about her in today's feast, we really don't know much about her. We don't know anything about her person. We don't know much about her life, even though we can assume things. For example, what can we assume? That there was no younger woman in the house where she lived. Why is that?
Because she had to go to the well.
She went to fetch the water. That would have been the task of the younger woman to do that. And we don't know her name even. She doesn't tell Christ, or he doesn't call her by name, or St. John doesn't tell us at that time a woman by the name of. Just like we know about Zacchaeus, who went up the sycamore tree. And we hear her name really only once, at the end of the Synaxarium. That on this day we also commemorate the woman at the well through the intercessions of Saint Fotini. The very end of the Synaxarium, which is read in the Matin service. And she is revealed to us as not only Saint Fotini, a word which is associated with light, illumination, but she is called a martyr. And you have to read her life to find out those details. Because I'm here to talk to you about hymnology. But she's also called, as I said, equal to the apostle. In the hymnology of the church, the hymnographers like to do things. And these are the types of things I teach my students if they take a class in hymnology. And we'll see a little bit later, Saint Romanos loves to do this stuff. Things are always put in balance, in couplets of form. There's past and there's present. There's heaven, there's earth. There are Jews, Samaritans. There are Jews, there are Gentiles. There is rock from the water, there's water from the well. There is water which cleanses, and there is water which heals. So we see in these themes that the hymnographers give us, we see the ideals for baptism. We see restoration. We see healing. We see Christ himself as the physician of souls and bodies. We see Christ not only as the Christ man, but Christ the Messiah, the one who came to save the world. If you look at the hymnology, there are some unusual statements made. For example, it says at the sixth hour that Christ went to the well for water. But even in Scripture, we hear that he's tired from his journey. But I don't really recall hearing that he went at the sixth hour. And how does she find herself there? But if you look at the service, we hear the following. As soon as I can find it. At the sixth hour, the wellspring of miracles came to the well to capture the fruit of Eve. For Eve, at this same hour, departed from paradise through the deceit of the serpent. If you study Scripture, really, those details are not there. You remember I told you sometimes the church connects the dots? It puts things into order and gives us information that we often miss. So if we look at Eve's expulsion from paradise, we see that by coming to the well, another woman is saved. And she will enter the kingdom. One loses it, at least temporarily, until she is restored by Christ, while another woman gains it. And the hymnographers of the church try to put things together for us in this manner. Now, I told you that there are really three main hymnographers. And I'm not going to tell you about all their writings and their works, because I would keep you here for eternity, like a good Orthodox bishop. But I want to talk to you about perhaps my favorite hymnographer. You know, we shouldn't say we have favorite fathers or favorite hymnographers, but we do. If it's a sin, I think God will forgive us for that. But I have come to really love Saint Romanos, the melodist, just as I have really come to love Saint Cassiani, whom you might know was flogged. We never hear that little detail. She was whipped and flogged because of her support for the icons. And we miss that detail sometimes. We have the romantic fable and story about her and Theophilus. But if you read the Synaxarium and her life, you see that. Saint Romanos is the author of the Kondakia of the church. If you look at our hymnological tradition today, we have a conduct or kondakion. And we only use a portion. I was speaking with someone the other day and I said, I read Saint Romanos' kondakion about the Samaritan woman. He says, yeah, we sing it in the church. I said, no. It's about 7, 8, 10 pages long. Saint Romanos, in writing the Kondakia, produced great poetic sermons. He tried to tell his audience in a way to bring to life the stories, the miracles, the events that took place, to try to explain theological issues so that people might understand them in a very easy way. If you go back historically and think of England, you might remember the miracle plays that took place in the courtyards of the churches so that people could understand the miracles, how Christ performed them. Saint Romanos does the same thing when writing perhaps about the ascension or the resurrection. The only full kondakion in use today, at least in the Greek tradition, is the great Akathist hymn. And it is placed into the Triodion, as you know, the Friday and Saturday of the Akathist, even though it really didn't belong there. It was written for the Feast of the Annunciation, but it got there for other reasons. Saint Romanos challenges us mentally And in his kondakia, as we shall see, he puts things there for us to think about. But he also is very bold and daring. And one of the most beautiful expressions, and if you care to read it, is to read the Ascension Kondakion by Saint Romanos. Because shortly we'll be celebrating the Feast of the Ascension. And it is at that time when the apostles come to Christ and say, "How can you leave us again? You left and you came back and now you're leaving. We gave up our homes, our families, our livelihood. We gave up everything for you. And you're leaving us." It expresses their pain, their doubt, their confusion. And Saint Romanos puts those words into the mouths of the disciples. Because Saint Romanos in his kondakia often develops dialogues. He likes to develop the characters. He wants you to look at the person. Always study the character. And Saint Romanos does so for this feast, the Feast of the Samaritan Woman. And he writes not such a long poem, but a rather beautiful one in honor of the Samaritan woman. Now, the Kondakion of Saint Romanos must have been chanted by choirs because it begins with an introduction and it has a main body, but there are refrains in where either the choir or the congregation perhaps chanted back. And then in this Kondakion, like other kondakia, there is a sort of expression of hope. Sometimes there is a prayer, there is an appeal. In certain kondakia, there is a blessing. There are conversations which take place. You might be amazed in certain ones when Christ descends into Hades, that even the devil speaks. Or Judas and the lawless people carry on conversations. He develops in a style of poetic license. But it is not important for us to see his writings in that way. If we're believers, we believe that the Spirit empowered him. It gave him the ability to take pen in hand and to write, like the hymnographers do today. His words are God and Spirit inspired. In his Kondakion for the Samaritan woman, he talks about redemption. The salvation of the world, humanity, people. He makes it very personal. He talks about individuals. Saint Romanos, in this Kondakion, when speaking about Christ himself, gives a clear expression of the two natures of Christ. And we'll hear that a little bit later. Because his kondakia, though they may be poetic sermons, they're also theological statements. And he uses the words and the style of theology in a beautiful manner. He speaks of living water. And he gives us a spiritual understanding of human expressions or human things.